September the 29th. My own Barbara Alexeyevna. Today, dearest, I saw Theodora, who informed me that you are to be married tomorrow, and on the following day to go away, for which purpose Bwikov has ordered a post-chaise. Well, of the incident of His Excellency I have already told you. Also, I have verified the bill from the shop in Gorokhovia Street. It is correct, but very long. Why is Monsieur Bwikov so out of humour with you? Nay, but you must be of good cheer, my darling. I am so, and shall always be so, so long as you are happy. I should have come to the church tomorrow, but, alas, shall be prevented from doing so by the pain in my loins. Also, I would have written an account of the ceremony, but that there will be no one to report to me the details. Yes, you have been a very good friend to Theodora, dearest. You have acted kindly, very kindly towards her. For every such deed, God will bless you. Good deeds never go unrewarded, nor does virtue ever fail to win the crown of divine justice, be it early or be it late. Much else should I have liked to write to you. Every hour, every minute I could occupy in writing. Indeed, I could write to you forever. Only your book, The Stories of Bielkin, is left to me. Do not deprive me of it, I pray you, but suffer me to keep it. It is not so much because I wish to read the book for its own sake, as because winter is coming on, when the evenings will be long and dreary, and one will want to read at least something. Do you know, I am going to move from my present quarters into your old ones, which I intend to rent from Theodora, for I could never part with that good old woman. Moreover, she is such a splendid worker. Yesterday I inspected your empty room in detail, and inspected your embroidery frame with the work still hanging on it. It had been left untouched in its corner. Next, I inspected the work itself, of which there still remained a few remnants, and saw that you had used one of my letters for a spool upon which to wind your thread. Also, on the table I found a scrap of paper which had written on it, "My dearest Makar Alexeyevich, I hasten to..." That was all. Evidently someone had interrupted you at an interesting point. Lastly, behind a screen there was your little bed. Oh, darling of darlings. Well, goodbye now. Goodbye now, but for God's sake send me something in answer to this letter. Makar Dievushkin.